Hello, 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 and welcome to From Where We Are, stories of news and culture through the lens of USC and Southern California. I'm Stefan Delaguardia, coming to you live from Studio B in USC's Annenberg Media Center.
And I'm Justin Hio. It's February 23rd. On today's show, USC's undergraduate student government elections kick off, but some students are worried. How U.S. sanctions will impact the Russia and Ukraine conflict, and it's National Eating Disorders Awareness Week. All that and more from where we are.
USC's undergraduate student government elections start today. Students can cast their vote online or in front of Tommy Trojan until February 25th at 11:59 p.m. But many in the campus community are worried about the fairness of the election process. AC Schick has more on the story.
In-person voters came to Tommy Trojan to vote and left with a donut courtesy of USG Elections Commission. Despite the sweet treat, some students were upset with the election. This included sophomore writing for screen and television major Marielle McGarvey.
It's kind of a sham in a lot of ways. I think that it's very catered towards a singular perspective.
The controversy started after the Weston Bell Geddes and Erica Wang ticket withdrew from the election, leaving Hannah Woodworth and Nivia Krishnan as the only candidates running for president and vice president. This prompted two new tickets, Rachel Lee and Colin Coulson, as well as Kyle Valdez and Saffel Mangi.
I think it's not very democratic to just have one ticket on the ballot. And so, we're making a lot of noise about it. It doesn't look like things are going to change, but if we get elected, they certainly will.
Presidential candidate Hannah Woodworth is a junior in journalism major. She responded to the criticism of writing candidates not being on the ballot during the USG presidential debate.
I direct that question to the Election Commission. As candidates, we have no power over how the write-ins work.
The Kyle Valdez and Saffel Mangi ticket has not been as vocal about not physically being on the ballot, but want a more accessible USC. Junior business administration major and presidential writing candidate Kyle Valdez opened the debate with a statement.
We really want for everybody to have a chance to pursue their college experience without any barriers in place.
Jesse Zhang is a junior biochemistry and philosophy major and election commissioner. He is a solution to the feedback.
The first thing that you can do is you can file a complaint on the USG Elections website. And second of all, you can always look at the Elections Code, which is public on the website as well.
He maintains his emphasis on the importance of voting.
I encourage everyone to vote. The voting period is today, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow.
Students can enjoy their donut reward after voting in person. Those who opt to vote online can enter into a gift card raffle. If that's not incentive enough to vote, then what is? For Annenberg Media, I'm AC Schick.
As the Russia-Ukraine crisis continues to escalate, the United States is taking greater steps in their response. Daishalin Satcher has more on the story.
President Biden announced Tuesday that the United States will impose sanctions that will hit the Russian economy after Russian troops entered Ukrainian territory. The first tranche of sanctions will cut off Russia's government from Western financing and punish two Russian banks. Additional sanctions could follow if aggressions continue by Russia. We checked back in with the co-director of European Studies and professor in USC's Department of Politics and International Relations, Robert English.
Both sides are locked into their positions, and sensible compromise, which could be achieved, is slipping away because neither side is willing to back down.
Although hope hasn't completely faded.
So as long as there isn't that massive invasion and deterioration into open fighting, loss of life, then of course there's still room for compromise.
Gregory Treverton, English's colleague in the Department of International Relations at USC, discusses how Putin's latest actions affect the conflict.
His main game, though, I think, is about the United States, NATO, and the security order in Europe. He's long chafed at that and wanted to do something about it. This is a sort of odd and indirect way of doing it, but he certainly got our attention.
Treverton praises Biden's response to the crisis so far.
Certainly, the impressive thing about the administration's response so far is how well they've done at bringing NATO together, bringing allies together.
But when asked about the potential impact of Biden's sanctions, English didn't seem too confident.
They're not very strong sanctions, right? They're designed to sound tough and look tough, but so far they're modest all around. You know, Britain the UK is banning some oligarchs, restricting some financial activity. Whoop-de-doo. It's really not significant.
Instead, he proposed an alternative approach.
That pipeline, if the Europeans wanted to hit Russia hard, they would stop the pipelines where they are buying gas right now. That's not been done.
Treverton says the near future remains unknown.
That, I think, depends on Putin. He is impetuous. He's also surrounded by a very narrow circle, and therefore the chances that he might do something rash.
While the conflict doesn't seem to be heading in the right direction, it seems the U.S.'s intention remains clear, supporting Ukraine. For Annenberg Media, I'm Dejlin Satcher.
I'm Jack Lop. Excuse me, Stefan Delaguardia. We're glad you're with us for From Where We Are.
And I'm Justin Hio. It's 6 minutes past the hour. Coming up, necessary conversations about eating disorders and mental health. Stay with us. Now for today's news headlines. The five leading candidates for mayor of Los Angeles faced off on Tuesday night in the campaign's first debate. Protesters in the audience were unhappy with the candidates' promises to increase the size of the LAPD and the lack of attention shown to homelessness. Despite not being in attendance, mayoral candidate Rick Caruso, the ex-chairman of USC's Board of Trustees, caught the most criticism from other candidates for his opposition to labor unions and not deterring sexual assault at the university.
Starting this Friday, the LA County Department of Public Health is removing some indoor mask mandates for fully vaccinated individuals. LA County was one of the last remaining counties in the country that still required masks indoors. Bars, offices, and gyms are among the establishments that will be affected by this change.
1,000 truckers began a trek from California to Washington, D.C. for the State of the Union address on March 1st to protest pandemic restrictions. Inspired by a group of Canadian truckers who protested similar restrictions in Ottawa, Canada, the drivers hope to end COVID-19 vaccine and mask requirements. Those were some of today's top news headlines.
The following story will touch on the topic of eating disorders, which may be triggering for some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. This week is National Eating Disorders Awareness Week, a time dedicated to providing awareness and a community of support for those living with eating disorders. Gabriella Rudy has the story.
Dr. Stuart Murray, an associate professor at the USC Keck School of Medicine, shed light on a few common misconceptions associated with eating disorders in a post on USC's official Instagram account.
A really commonly held belief is that eating disorders mainly affect girls and women, and that's not true. We know that of all the people who do have an eating disorder, about a third are boys or men.
Similar to an addiction, eating disorders affect a person's ability to function in their daily lives. A common misbelief surrounding eating disorders is that individuals can just get over them. Dr. Murray says this is not the case.
What's also true is that eating disorders are not just about being thinner. They're biologically based disorders that are really wired in the brain, and it's not a fad or a phase that folks will grow out of.
Factors like the prevalence of social media and the isolating nature of the pandemic can increase the likelihood of eating disorders for college students. Dr. Sarah Bennett Weiser says college students are particularly susceptible to developing eating disorders for these reasons.
With the kind of emergence of social media as being something that is almost mandatory in some ways for college students, you also are put in the position of posting images of yourself and then being judged on those images with comments and likes and followers and everything else. And you know, eating disorders is just one part of that, but you can see how in that mix of all of that control, mass media images, social media posting, presentations of self, pressures to be perfect, pressures to be authentic.
During the pandemic, people, and specifically college students, can feel like they lack control over what is happening around them. This can lead to an increased desire for a person to control their own bodies and what they eat.
when we're in quarantine or we're in lockdown, or when you as students are on Zoom rather than in the classroom and missing that sociality and missing all that community, something like having control over something, you know, even if that's your eating practices, becomes super important.
If you're suffering from a severe eating disorder and want to reach out to mental health professionals for aid, you can call or text the NEDA at 1-800-931-2377. For Annenberg Media, I'm Gabriella Rudy.
Joining us right now is Sophia Zaman. She's the founder of the new mental health student organization, The Happy Hour. Welcome, Sophia.
Hello, Justin. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, and just to kind of kick things off here, can you elaborate a bit on what The Happy Hour is?
Of course. So I recently founded The Happy Hour. It is a student-led organization dedicated to a lot of different aspects of mental health, but primarily focusing on accessibility of mental health and just kind of a place for the student organization of USC to come together as a community, as providing a safe space for everybody. So I was just on my laptop checking my emails, as one does, and I got an email from Annenberg that was talking about a scholarship. So I clicked on it and I ended up reading an article, and it was called the Kaylee Finney Memorial Scholarship. And immediately the article just drew me in. So I'm from Houston, Texas, originally, and this girl, her name is Kaylee Finney. She was a previous Annenberg student. After the first semester, she was struggling with mental health issues, but it wasn't really aware to other people, and she ended up taking her own life back in Houston. And just as being someone from Houston, and I've also struggled with mental health illnesses, and I've seen it firsthand, it really just spoke to me, and I've always wanted to do something with mental health. So I gave my pitch of an idea of a mental health research project, and I thought that the best use of my research would be a mental health club, because I feel like community is a huge thing that I've seen at USC, and I felt like a place where everyone can come together but also, you know, have a good time. And that comes with the name The Happy Hour. It's just like kind of positive, but also like talking about the important aspects of mental health and creating a bridge, because I know so many people, I've seen so many people, even at USC, stop and not get the help that they deserve and they need because the process is too difficult or they're not educated. They don't know where to go. So accessibility is huge. And I'm using the funds. So the scholarship, they are funding the club. And I'm using my budget for various different things, and just founding it has been a big part of it. So it's been doing really well so far, and I'm really excited about it.
Amazing.
That sounds incredible. And I know that your club, you guys meet and discuss mental health issues and stuff. What kinds of topics can we expect to hear in the upcoming weeks?
Yeah, so each different meeting, we're going to go over a different topic. So a lot of people, when they think of mental health, they just think like anxiety, depression, but there's so much more to it. So the first meeting could be about, like, I know this week is National Eating Disorder Awareness Week. So our next meeting, we are going to have a guest speaker to come and talk about eating disorders, and because there's a lot of different things that go in with that. So there's going to be like body image issues, anxiety disorders, panic disorders, and then various different topics that come with that, depression, and then suicide awareness, and many more. And since it's student-led, we have different committees. We have outreach committees, program committees to come up with fundraisers and outreach to reach out to guest speakers and stuff like that. So it's all in the works, and it's exciting because everybody gets a big part in it. Like, although I founded it, I'm getting help from everybody, and it just, like, it really empowers students to be able to feel like they're making a difference, and it's super rewarding. So it's been a great time so far.
Wow. Well, that sounds absolutely incredible. Thank you for joining us, Sophia.
Yeah, thank you, Sophia.
Thank you.
And that's all we have time for today. From all of us at Annenberg Radio, wherever you are, we hope you'll join us again for
From Where We Are.